May I ask also, please stand with me, and if you have your Bible, open it in Book of Matthew, chapter 28, verse 19 to 18. This verse is common. Most of the Christian, this verse is common, but most of the Christian forgot what God's command to us. And most of the Christians don't want to hear about these verses because they don't want to do what God wants us to do. But I will read it in Matthew chapter 28, verse 19 to 20. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Verse 20, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you this wonderful evening. Thank you, Lord, for allowing me to be here to this church that I love you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, for the people that is in here that love your word, love your ministry, O God, and especially love you. Lord, as I preach your word this evening, please empower me, O God, and make me a blessing, Lord God. I beg your mercy and your grace, Lord, that you could you please fill us with your Holy Spirit, and may we learn something new from your word, O God. And and if there's any sin that you seen in our heart, forgive us, O God, and empty our hearts so that, O God, your Holy Spirit may we penetrate in our heart, Lord God. Be with us, O God, until the end of this service. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As I've said, this is a common verse. And if we saw it, we know about this message. It's all about the Great Commission. Jesus, you know what, just for our introduction, Jesus gave this command to the apostle or to the disciples before he ascended into heaven. And it is essential outline what Jesus Christ or what God expected to us as a Christian and those who followed them to do in his absence. You know what, church? This in the original Greek, the only direct or in this verse, it direct us to evangelize people and make disciples. It directs us or he commanded us to go and share the gospel. In short, the Great Commission instructs us to make disciples and evangelize people. That's why I entitled our message this evening, The Precepts and Instruction About the Great Commission. The Precepts and Instruction About the Great Commission. Precept is a command or principles that intended a general rule of action. We need to understand that the reason for the Great Commission is the salvation for man. It's the salvation of man. I mean, the Great Commission is a primarily work of every Christian. It is a primarily work of every Christian. This is not the work of a missionary. This is not the only work of a missionary. This is not the only work of a church leader or church pastor. But every Christian are expected to share the gospel to the lost. It is commanded to all believer. Every Christian is commanded to go and share the gospel to everyone, whether they believe that they are sinners, or they think that they are righteous, or they are good enough to save themselves from the penalty of their sins, we need still to share the gospel. Especially in our time today. In our time today, many people, they live in wickedness. They live in darkness. And our time today needs the Lord Jesus Christ. They need the Lord Jesus Christ. Your unsaved loved ones need the Lord Jesus Christ. Need to hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Your unsaved friends, your unsaved co-workers, and the rest of the whole world need to hear the gospel. Need to hear the gospel. And for us, a Christian, God commanded us to go and share the gospel. And in Mark chapter 16 verse 15, the Bible says, "And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." In other words, we should go wherever God would send us, and we will share and preach the gospel to every creature. Maybe you said to me, "Brother, I don't have gift. I don't have gift to go and share the gospel. I don't have talent to go and share the gospel. I am too shy and I am too quiet." But I just want to say to everyone that we cannot do by our own. We cannot do by our own strength and our own power. But we need the Holy Spirit that will guide us. That will guide us to share the gospel. The Holy Spirit will enable us and strengthen us so that He will be the one that guiding us as we share the gospel. And in Acts, open your Bible in Acts chapter 1 verse 8. This is Acts chapter 1 verse 8. The Bible says, "But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem, in all Judea, and in Samaria, and uttermost part of the earth." We all know that this verse or this chapter are for the disciples, the coming of the Holy Spirit, but it is still applicable in our time. God's word has no expiration and still applicable in our time. In other words, when you have the Holy Spirit, when the Holy Spirit give you that the power, we should be able to tell to other and to share to other the good news of salvation. God given us His power through the work of the Holy Spirit. You know what, church? We have the purpose. The purpose of salvation, the purpose is salvation of men. The prospect is the sinners, which is every one of us. Every people that don't have Christ. And we have the power. The power is from the Holy Spirit. But we need also a person. We need also a person. We have the power. We have the purpose. That is the salvation of man. And we have the prospect. That is the sinner. But we need to have the person. We need to have the person that could share the gospel to the lost people. Which just means that is you and I, Christian. You and I, Christian, need to share the gospel. Don't allow ourselves watching our friends, watching our unsaved loved ones dying without Christ. This is the three things we must have as a Christian. Sometimes we forgot to share the gospel. Or sometimes we don't care anymore about the lost souls. But one thing we need, these things we need. First, if you want to share the gospel, if you want to be faithful in the work of God, in the Great Commission, we should shed tears for the lost. We should shed tears for the lost. We must shed tears for the lost. In Acts chapter 20, verse 1, of Acts chapter 20, verse 19, this is Apostle Paul speaking, but we all know that Book of Acts is written by Luke. But in this verse, Apostle Paul saying, and he said in verse 19, serving the Lord with all humility of mind and with many tears and temptation which befell me by lying in wait of the Jew. We can see this, and with many tears. In other words, it's giving us the idea that when Apostle Paul started to preach, started to share the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ to the people that are lost, it was something from the heart of Apostle Paul. It was something from the heart of Apostle Paul, heavy in his heart. It kept him praying. It was something that kept him praying. It was something that gave him tears. Pray over. Apostle Paul wept for the lost souls. Apostle Paul wept for the lost souls. Pray over with. Man, he felt so burdened and so moved with their condition. He was not just talking with them, but he shed tears for them. He shed tears for the lost. Christian, I just want to ask you this evening, did you shed tears for the lost? Did you shed tears for your unsaved loved ones? That someday they hear the gospel and they got saved? Did you shed tears for your unsaved friends? Unsaved neighbor? Did you shed tears for them? He was calling to God and crying to God. Paul was crying to God, calling to God to save them, that their eyes would be open to the gospel and be saved. When he was the last time you cried? I just want to ask you, Christian, when was the last time you cried for the lost? When was the last time you cried for the lost? When was the last time you begged for God that one of your unsaved family got saved? Begging to God, pleading to Him to save the special someone. Oh, my brothers and sisters in Christ, may I ask you tonight, how is your burden for the lost? How is your burden for the lost? Sometimes it's hard. Our heart getting hard. Our heart getting hard because we always listen about mission. And sometimes our heart, and when we speak about mission, about the Great Commission, for us it's normal. But when was the last time you cried, and how is your burden for the lost? It is the time that we get serious again with God and not sidetracked with what's going on. Let us go back on our knees. Let us go back on our knees and mentioning their names, weeping as we pray for the salvation of the lost. Weeping as we pray for the salvation of the lost. Let us shed tears for the lost. In Psalms 126, verse 5, the Bible says in Psalm 126, verse 5, this is the Bible says in Psalms 126, verse 5, they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. If you wept for them in prayer, when they got saved, you will reap the harvest of joy. Not just shed tears for the loss, but also spend time for the loss. Spend time for the loss. Spend time to share the gospel. I didn't believe that Christians don't have time. Some of the Christian excuse, we are too busy. We are too busy on the world, not on what God wants us to do. Spend time to them. Spend time to the lost. It is not right that only you shed tears for the lost in prayer, but don't have time in soul winning. Don't have time in visitation. Don't have time to talk to the lost people. It is hard to comprehend someone who claims who had heart for the lost, but don't have time for them. It is hard to comprehend that. You said that you love, or that you love the lost, but you didn't spend time for them. Even just 5 minutes, even just 3 minutes. Sometimes, we have a lot of excuses to give time for the lost. Maybe you said that, brother, we are not yet allowed to go on visitation because of the pandemic. Because of the pandemic, we are not allowed to go on visitation. We are not allowed to talk to someone. But every day, you go in Walmart, you go in the public places, but you can share the gospel. You don't have time for the loss. My friend, we have a lot of excuses. If you want to share the gospel, start now. Start now. Spend time for the loss. Spend time for the loss. Invite your friend. Invite your unsaved loved ones. Invite your unsaved family to go to church. Because I do believe when they go to church, they hear also the gospel. You know what, church? Apostle Paul spent time with the lost. It is very interesting how little time spent with the lost and how much time is spent on the things on this world. On the social medias, looking over on our posts, looking over something, looking over something that our flesh will be fulfilled, or that our wants will be met. We must shed tears for the loss, and we must spend time for the loss. Spend time for the loss. Spend time. Because, open your Bible in Romans chapter 10. Romans chapter 10. This is what the Bible says in Romans chapter 10, starting verse 14, down to verse 15. The Bible says, how then they shall call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him on whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. How will hear the loss the gospel if we didn't tell to them? How can they know the Lord Jesus Christ if we didn't go to them and tell to them that we have a Savior, that came here in earth, buried, died, hung on the cross, buried, died, buried, and resurrected from the dead, and paid the price that could not be paid in order to us to save. How the lost people can know about our Lord Jesus Christ if we didn't go to them and tell about it. Spend time to the lost. You know what, church? If you spend time to the lost, don't spend time on the worldly things here in earth. Maybe we said, we are too busy in work. You know what, church? Don't get me wrong, having a work is good so that you can meet the needs of your family. We need work so that we can meet our needs. But don't forget our work as a Christian. God commanded us to share the gospel. Don't forget that. We can share the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ even though we are in our work. Our co-worker, we can talk with them and share the gospel of Christ. Spend time for the lost. Spend time for the lost. God expected us to represent Him to this lost and dying world. We are ambassador of Christ. You know what, church? I'm really so excited to go back home. Why? Not just because I miss my family. Not just because I want to eat my favorite food in the Philippines, but I really want to start a church. I really want to start sharing the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ to the lost people there in Victoria, Tarlac. Victoria, Tarlac, they need the Lord. That's the reason why, as soon as I can, I want to go back home because I want to start a ministry. I want to start sharing the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ to them. And as I always said to every church, to every Christian that I met, no matter what will happen, I still go there. I still go there in Victoria, Tarlac, no matter what will happen. No one can stop me. But only God can stop me. If they don't want me to go there, I know that God wants me to do something. But no one can stop me to go there and start sharing the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ there. You know what, church? To those who are not know where I'm going, or where my mission field is, I go in Victoria, Tarlac. I go to one village there that they called a witchcraft village. A witchcraft village. And I don't care if there's a lot of witchcraft there. I don't care about that. One thing I want is to share to them the gospel. Start preaching about our Lord Jesus Christ there. And no matter what the cost, I still want to live for God's glory. And I want my life to use by God for His ministry and for His glory. Spend time for the lost. Spend time. Number three, we must share. Not only we should shed tears for the lost, we must spend time for the lost, but we must share our treasure for the lost. Not literally give to the lost people your treasure. Listen, church, if we love the Lord, I ask this question. When my first time I go here, you know what, church? If we love the Lord, we will love the lost. Do you love the Lord? Say amen if you love the Lord. Amen. Again, do you love the Lord? Amen. then you will love also the lost. Those that are loved the Lord will love the lost. Those that are loved the Lord will love the lost. So, I don't believe to the people that they said, I love the Lord, but they don't have time to the lost. I love the Lord, but they can't give in mission. So we must share our, if we love the Lord, we must share our time, our treasure for the lost. I'd like to encourage you more on this part, my brothers and sisters in Christ, of message. Here, brethren, don't be stingy in God's ministry. If you are a miser in the Lord's work, that is not something that we can proud of. A miser, being stingy, is not one of the gift of fruit or fruit of the Holy Spirit. Just to make clear, Christian, all of the people, all people, Christian, should be most generous. To all people, Christian should be most generous. Why? Because every dime, every dollar, we all know that every dime, every dollar, every quarters, every dollar that we give for God's ministry or for God's work, we invest for eternity. We didn't waste that money, but we invest for eternity. Amen? You know what, church? You're actually making money or making rewards, not here, but in heaven, not losing our treasures here. You know what, church? I love to lose my treasure here. I love to give my treasure here for me, for God's ministry. I don't care if I don't have money, but still, my ministry is still going. I don't care about that. But one thing I know, if I spend time for the lost, I shed tears for the lost, and I share treasures for them or for God's ministry, I'll invest for eternity. I'll invest for eternity. I didn't see my fruit here. I didn't see the reward. But someday in heaven, we will see it. We will see it someday in heaven. We will see our labor. Apostle Paul writing to the Christian in Philippi, thanking them for their help and financial support with them. In Philippians chapter 4 verse 17, Philippians chapter 4 verse 17, the Bible says is this, Philippians chapter 4 verse 17, not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. Not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. The reason why I'm preaching this about giving in mission, about helping the church, about giving generous in the church, not because as Apostle Paul said, not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. That may abound to your account. Paul was very grateful to the Philippi because of the treasure that they sent and they shared to him, and assured them that God will provide their needs. Church, I would like to command you to share your blessings with all we in this ministry. Share your blessings in this ministry. While most of the church here were badly hit, maybe you say, while most of the church here will badly hit of this health crisis pandemic, and some are working from home, and many just is starting to go to go back on their works. Some may think that giving or sharing blessings is not a little bit off. We're not yet totally out of this pandemic. You know what, church? And it is not the time to give generously to the church. But you know what, church? You know what, church? God's throne are not affected on this health crisis. God's throne are not affected on this health crisis. We can still give generously because the principle of the Bible, the more we give, the more blessings we receive. By the way, it is not because you have a job or a business that you can give. We still can give because we have a God that promised us that He supply our need. We can give because we have a great God. A great God that supply our needs. If you are worrying, if you are worrying, giving generous to the church, maybe you didn't meet your need, your earthly need, but don't worry, church. We have a big God. We have a big God. And if the more we give for God's ministry, we all know that God will never live on us. Or God will reward us. Or God, someday, we will see our reward. You know what, church? I grew up in a Roman Catholic family. And my mom and dad, they are really so devoted on that belief. But even though I grew up there and I saw them that they give generously to the church. They are not believer. They are not saved. You know what, church? The sad truth today, Christians are so hard to give than to unbeliever. The unbeliever are generously giving to the work that they think that work is right. But the Christian are hardly to give. We all know the truth. We are handling the truth. But why we can give? You know what, church? Giving, when we talk about giving, it's not all about money. It's not all about money. We can give to God our time. We can give to God our life. We can give to God our talents. It's not all about money. It's not all about money. If you love the Lord, church, start share the gospel. Give our time. Give our life for the furtherance of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's the Great Commission. And that's what God expected us to do. Go ye into all the world and teach. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Go ye therefore and teach all nations. Don't be stingy, but let us give our best in God's ministry. Thank you so much, church. Thank you so much, Pastor. God bless you all.